You're listening to SBS News.
One of the first ever Muslim members of the US Congress says a tweet from President Donald Trump has led to an increase in threats against her life. The Democrat Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar has accused the president of stoking right-wing extremism. On Friday, Mr. Trump tweeted, "We will never forget," alongside a video which intercut footage of the terrorist attacks on September the 11th, 2001, with excerpts from a speech from Ms. Omar which appear to show her dismissing the events of 9/11. Her comments were part of a 20-minute speech discussing civil rights for Muslim Americans in the wake of the 9/11 attacks.
Here's the truth. Far too long, we have lived with the discomfort of being a second-class citizen. And frankly, I'm tired of it, and every single Muslim in this country should be tired of it.
The extract from the speech highlighted by the president was where Ms. Omar was saying that, as a result of the actions of a few people in 2001, the entire Muslim community came under suspicion.
They recognized that some people did something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Members of the Republican Party accused Ms. Omar of minimizing the 9/11 attacks, but critics of the president say he took her words out of context in order to stoke anti-Muslim sentiment. Ms. Omar herself says as a result of Mr. Trump's comments, she's experienced an increase in the number of direct threats on her life. She accused Mr. Trump of encouraging right-wing extremists and white nationalists, claiming that counties that saw a rally for Mr. Trump in 2016 also saw an increase in hate crimes of more than 200% in the months following those rallies. Jaylani Hussain, the executive director of the Minnesota chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, says Ms. Omar's experience should be condemned by all sides of politics.
Since this tweet, she has been receiving death threats to her and her family every single day, and it has increased. She was already a target, and now President Trump literally targeted her, and this is really unacceptable, and the type of behavior that should be condemned by all parties.
At this rally for President Trump in Burnsville, Minnesota, the sentiment was clear from this supporter, Ron Gust.
I'm for this country. I serve this country. And you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out what is best for this country. I mean, if we did what those people stand for, look at their countries. Look at their countries.
Mr. Trump's spokeswoman, White House Press Secretary Sarah Saunders, says his criticism of Congresswoman Omar is not about her Muslim faith, but about what she called a history of anti-Semitic comments.
Certainly the president is wishing no ill will and certainly not violence towards anyone, but the president is absolutely and should be calling out the congresswoman for her not only one time, but history of anti-Semitic comments. The bigger question is, why aren't Democrats doing the same thing? It's absolutely abhorrent, the comments that she continues to make and has made, and they look the other way.
President Trump's original tweet was taken down from the top of his Twitter feed at the request of the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, but it wasn't deleted. Speaking in London, she said the president's words weigh a ton and his hateful and inflammatory rhetoric creates real danger. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.